Welcome to the Female Photographer Podcast. I'm your host, Maria Eves, and I started this podcast to help uplift and inspire female photographers just like you with a weekly chat to share insights about photography from other women who just get you. Hello, it's Maria here. I am at home in Auckland on a Friday afternoon. I'm trying to record this podcast episode so I can get it out for you today, and I'm hoping I can get it done before I rush to my son's school assembly at 2 o'clock. And I won't forget this time because I forgot last time and he was very upset. So I actually should really set an alarm. But anyway, today I thought we'd talk about why you don't need a degree to be the best photographer in the world. And it kind of got me thinking, who is the best photographer in the world? And to be the best photographer in the world, like, what qualifies you to be the best photographer in the world? What makes someone the best? And I think that is very subjective. And is it like, who's won the most awards, who has the most followers on social media? And there is no conclusive answer to that. So therefore, in my expert opinion, there is no best photographer in the world. But that's still not to say that you need a degree to be good at all at photography. What I'm trying to say is, to be a really good photographer and to be someone that is respected and known as a good photographer, you don't need to have a degree. And there are so many people that have proven that. Just to get the record straight to start with, I did study photography. I didn't get a degree because I was deciding between a diploma and a degree when I started studying photography, and I decided that I would go for the diploma because it was way more practical, way more hands-on, learning the actual skills that you would need to work as a photographer in comparison to the degree, which was a lot more arty, had a lot more art papers, and was a lot more like essay writing. So there you go. I have a diploma in photography. I studied it for 2 years. And I still think that you don't need any kind of qualification to be an amazing, like, award-winning, popular on social media photographer, or a photographer that's, you know, sells their work for the most amount of money or whatever. I'm just trying to say that you can be totally self-taught and be like a mind-blowing photographer. Do you know, most people that get a degree or get a qualification in photography don't even use it. To be honest, I'm not actually really in contact with a lot of the people that I studied photography with, but I know that most of them didn't go on to work as photographers. And I almost didn't either, because I don't know, when I was studying photography, I was young and naive. I think I was like 20 years old when I started studying. And to be honest, I didn't even want to go and study anything. I only went to study photography because I was working in a camera shop developing photos. And that was my job and I loved it. And my mum was like, no, you can't do that forever, Maria. You have to go and study so you can get a real job and earn real money. So as a typical, what was I, like 18 or 19 year old, I was like, ugh, okay, what is going to be my easiest way out? So I chose to study photography because I loved photography. Obviously, I was working at the camera store developing or printing photos. So I was like, this is going to be sweet. I'll go study photography. It'll be so fun. And let me tell you, it was a little bit fun, but it was a lot of hard work. It was like really hard work and a lot of mind games too, because photography is so subjective. Just when you think that like you've nailed it and you're going to get an A+ for these photos that you've taken, like you submit it and you get a D. So yeah, it's not like one of those subjects where you know that if you study hard and you get all the questions right that you're going to pass. You just have no idea what the outcome could be. So that is quite frustrating. And I mean, like, don't get me wrong, I did enjoy, like, I learned so much when I was studying photography, because we covered so many different genres. Like, just to give you an idea without listing everything, we learned fashion photography, we learned documentary, like we had assignments on each of these things. Portrait, we learned printing, like how to print your photos on a like professional printer properly. We learned Photoshop, we learned how to make a book from scratch, we learned how to make a website, we learned what other photography genres did we learn? I don't think we learned weddings. That was kind of covered a little bit under documentary. I don't even know if we did sports. Anyway, we did a lot more genres than, oh, we did advertising. We did a lot more genres than what I can remember, because it was a long time ago, like, oh my gosh, like almost 20 years ago that I studied photography. It makes me feel really old. But anyway, even though I studied and learned all those different things, I still feel like you would be better off focusing on that one genre that you know you want to do and just going all in on it. And I mean, maybe you don't have the gear yet that a professional photographer would have, but so many of my favorite photographers just started with a cell phone. They were self-taught, started with a cell phone, and as they got better, you know, they upgraded their gear and they started getting like paid small amounts of money for their work, and then gradually more and more, and obviously like upgraded their kit as they started getting paid more for their photography. And maybe, you know, just over time, maybe if they're working another job, just built up their photography kit with the money they're earning from another job. So I've just seen so much proof of this, and I actually think that all my favorite photographers, or most of them anyway, are self-taught. And I kind of think that when you're self-taught, there is so much more creative freedom. You're not put in this box with these rules, because you don't know the rules. You're just making it up yourself. And I feel like that helps you to be more creative. You're learning from trial and error, maybe learning from other people you've met, and you're not being told these are the rules, you have to do this, it can't be overexposed, it can't be underexposed, it has to be in focus, you know. And of course for me, all of these rules were reinforced again when I started working as an Air Force photographer, because most of the work I was doing for them was not super creative. Especially when I first started, there was not really much room for creativity at all. It was kind of like, this is how you take this photo, this is how you take that photo. And there was a reason for it. It was because, like, we wanted to have consistency across all our photographers, right? So, like, if we were doing service portraits, like a portrait of the Air Force person or whoever in front of a flag, then they would all look the same every time we took them, which makes sense, right? Because you don't want them all like with different lighting and different crops and whatever. But yeah, that kind of reinforced all these rules for me even more. And now I find it really hard to break away from the rules. And I kind of think when you just start out on your own, teaching yourself, experimenting, and you don't have all these rules, then there's more opportunity for unique and new ideas to come out through your work. I kind of also think that, like, the tutors that you have, or the lecturers, or whatever you want to call them, when you're studying photography, don't take this the wrong way, but they might not be up to date with, you know, all the modern, like, ways of photography, or they might not be this kind of style of photography that you're into. And they're the ones that are going to mark your work at the end of the day. So if their style is totally different to yours, they're not necessarily going to understand it when they're marking it. And when they're teaching you from their perspective. And there's like, when I studied, there was like two main tutors or lecturers. And there's not much variety. And to be honest, I wasn't really into the style of photography that they did. They did kind of like documentary and like really arty, like meaningful kind of photography with film. Mostly they loved film, and I was kind of like wanting to do more digital. Anyway, like, no disrespect to them, but their style of photography was not my style of photography. And I feel like, especially with like pushing film so much, they maybe were up to date with digital, but they preferred to do film. And maybe that meant that they weren't up to date with some of the, I don't know, like modern techniques and, you know, photography moving forward into the future. It was like almost 20 years ago now. So yeah, like, it was a little hard for me to remember. But I feel like when you have a variety of different photographers to learn from, and people who, you know, are like doing really well in their industry, and people who, you know, are really respected, maybe not necessarily in the world of photography, because I know that can be a little bit different, but, you know, just people love their work. When you're learning from people like that, and you love their work too, you know, when you're learning from people like that, then A, it's like way more inspiring, because you really like vibe with that person who you're learning from. And yeah, I don't know, I just feel like maybe you're learning more up to date, like out of the box, interesting stuff. Anyway, I'm going off on a tangent, but kind of what I was getting at there is that I feel like you should learn from like a variety of different people who you really respect and admire, and you just, you know, you feel like you get them or they get you. The other way I feel like is a really awesome way to learn is just to meet other photographers and like just talk about photography, or like go out and take photos together, or use each other as models, or just connect with other photographers, like female photographers especially. I find like it's so fun when I meet other female photographers and we talk about the stuff we've been doing and our challenges, and you just feel like so understood, which is partly why I created the Female Photographer Society, is because I wanted to just connect with even more female photographers and help bring more of us together, and to learn from heaps of different amazing female photographers. But yeah, just cut, 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 cut. The other thing when you study photography is you're always chasing good marks. Like, you're either trying to impress the person who's going to be marking your work, or I don't know, you're just trying to. The other thing is you're always chasing good marks when you're studying photography. And I feel like when it's an assignment and you know you're being marked, like the pressure is on. And don't know about you, but I just feel like I can't perform under pressure and when I have no idea what the person marking is going to say about my work. When I look back on it now, I realize that I shouldn't have been shooting to try and impress the marker. And I know now, like the one time I really was like, okay, I'm gonna try and impress them. What will they like? That was the worst mark I got. And that I realize now that it really shows through when you create work that you are passionate about. But back then, I was just so confused on how to get good marks. And I was, like I said, like chasing good marks, like, or just so like confused about how to get, like, how, what I should be doing. And I actually, to be honest, like a lot of the time I left it till the total last minute because I just like had no idea where to start with what idea I should use. I'd just be going round in circles, because I wanted to try and get a good mark. But at the end of the day, that's not what I should have been trying to do because you never know what is going to get a good mark. Yeah, and I ended up a lot of the time doing very last minute, like a shoot the day before it was due. And to be honest, actually a lot of some of that work, I was my were my best marks, which is surprising. Or maybe not surprising. At the end of the day, for me, I think the truth is that it's practice that makes you better at photography and not information. I mean, there's, you know, sometimes you can just sit there at your computer learning, 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 and being really inspired. And like, you know, learning a lot of cool stuff about photography. But at the end of the day, you're not gonna get better until you actually go out there and do it. Until you actually get your camera out and go and take some photos. Because sometimes all that stuff you've learned might not work out for you. And you're gonna actually have to have a few goes at it before you figure it out. And sometimes, or well, a lot of the time for me, while I'm figuring it out, I figure out my own way of doing it. And I'm like, ah, oh, actually, this way works better for me. And I like the result this way better than the way that I was taught. And you can't always go and do that when you're studying photography. So, yeah, I think practice and repetition are one of the keys to being an amazing photographer, along with just learning from people that inspire you, meeting other photographers and bouncing ideas off each other, talking about your struggles together. Yeah, and just experimenting and thinking outside of the box, not just following rules all the time. Yeah, I think that's, like I said, I think that's one of the great things about being self-taught is that you don't have those rules that you feel like you have to stick to necessarily because no one has gone and told you that this is how you have to do it. Yeah, and if you want to learn from some other amazing female photographers, you want to connect with other awesome female photographers just like you, and yeah, you just want a space that is fun, encouraging, empowering. You can see success stories from other women, and yeah, cheer each other on, then maybe you want to join me in the Female Photographer Society. It is still an idea in the works, but if you are interested in checking it out, then jump on my waitlist and I will make sure you are the first to know when we open the doors, which is going to be very exciting. So I'll put a link in the show notes. And yeah, I would love to see you in the Female Photographer Society. We're going to have masterclasses from all different amazing female photographers. We're going to have group coaching. We're going to have, yeah, an amazing community of female photographers to cheer each other on, to ask questions, to support each other, and yeah, to just feel empowered and uplifted to be the best photographers that we can be, and happy photographers too. Because I just had this thought come up today. I was like, it's when you're passionate about your work that you really do your best work. That is what I think. And if you lose that passion, or you're just frustrated or feeling stuck, then you're not going to do your best work. And that's why I'm creating this community, so we can support each other, so we can learn. I mean, even I'm going to learn, I hope, because as photographers, we're always learning from one another, learning from people we admire. And yeah, I'm really excited to learn along with you and to connect with you all and support each other and have heaps of fun and take some amazing photos together. So yes, if you were thinking of getting a degree in photography, like if that's what you want to do, like go all in, you do you. But at the end of the day, you don't need a degree to be the best photographer in the world. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope to see you again next week in my next podcast episode. Please, if you liked this podcast, I would love if you could give me a review on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you're listening to this podcast. It really helps a lot, and it's just nice to know that there's people out there listening and enjoying what I'm talking about. So thank you so much, and I'll see you next time.